Our scripture reading for today is taken from the Gospel written by Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Matthew 28, 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." What does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of you? Let us pray. God, our Redeemer and our Sustainer, open this mouth of mine. And may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our hearts be of acceptable in thy sight. This we pray. Amen. A few years before the close of the 18th century, flames of fire were carried across the Pacific Ocean on stormy ships, attacked by strong winds from north to south, east to west, but the flames were still burning, high and strong. No matter how strong the winds were and how bumpy the surface of the stormy sea was, the flames overcame it and landed on the white, fine, sandy shores in one of the Pacific islands named Tonga. Civilization carried over, and the utmost of this civilization was the mission of the Christian missionaries. The flames were carried by disciples of Jesus Christ, traveling thousands and thousands of miles across the Pacific Ocean, from England to the island of Tonga. Traveling 200 years ago was not easy, but these missionaries had a mission to fulfill, and their mission was to make disciples of Jesus Christ. Of all nations and of all peoples, and the elements of the Holy Spirit, the water and the fire, were descendant on these missionaries to carry the living word of the gospel. I must say that our United Methodist Church came into being because of the missionary spirit, the same spirit that traveled 200 plus years ago to the people of Tonga, where no obstacles have been able to alter our Methodist missionaries. And with that same spirit, 4 years ago, I, as a married woman with four teenage children, moved here to Denver to discern what the Lord requires of us to do in a different way. Ways that require sacrifices and discipline. And in today's fast-paced world, it is so easy to get our lives trapped in trying to catch up with the world around us. And we forget to listen to our inner selves. When we take just a few seconds to center our lives, we center our inner self to be in fellowship with God. God the Most High, God our Creator, then we get a sense of doing what the Lord requires of us. Jesus' final commission to his disciples is in the form of action. Action that has been known and done in this church. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded. And remember, I will be with you always, always, till the end of time. It's a promise given to us, people of God. A promise to baptize the people of God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit describes an entrance into fellowship with God. And so what does the fellowship with God requires of us? Some of you have probably read or have done the study of Rick Warren's The Purpose-Driven Life. So I'm adopting 5 of his building blocks to walk us through of what God requires of us today to do God's work in our missions of baptizing and making disciples of Jesus Christ. The first building block is authenticity. We must be sincere, inside our hearts. Reveal your true self in sincere, not being a hypocrite. The second, courtesy. Brotherly love, honor one another, empathy to each other, and listen. Listen to each other. Third suggestion, mutuality. Mutual encouragement. Mutual encouragement with one another. Honoring one another and our mutual accountability with one another. Fourth is our hospitality. And the fifth is be in unity together. Humility and love is the key of unity. And in spite of our uniqueness, we are united when we fellowship under God's roof. And sixth, as in addition, is sharing. What's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. Authenticity requires us to be sincere. Go to all nations and all people. Heal and proclaim the word of God. We must do this by revealing our true self. In order for the flame of God to reveal its true identity, we must not be hypocrites. We must be truthful with ourselves. And in order to be in fellowship with God and with one another. We celebrate today our Habitat House project. A few months ago, many of us have committed time, money, to be in community, to be in fellowship with our missions out there. And we're thankful. Courtesy requires us to honor one another, and our fellowship must be that be of a brotherly love. Mutuality requires us to pray for each other, encourage one another, greet each other, teach, honor, forgive, submit, bear each other's burden, and be devoted to each other. And hospitality requires us to invite non-believers to the household of God. Hospitality requires us to see human beings with the eyes of God and the heart of compassion. Unity requires us to be humble servants of God. Humility and love goes hand in hand. And in spite of our uniqueness, we are united when we are in fellowship under God's roof. St. Teresa of Avila tells us that we must humble our soul to meet with the divine. This means that our first step is through the acquisition of humility and love, where the very life of all Christians depends upon their beginning. And share with the concept of what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. The heart of sharing is embedded in the principle of Christian love. The love that takes away greed and stinginess. The love that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters here at Burns United Methodist Church, these six building blocks teaches us to be in fellowship with God and with one another. Our text today reminds us to go beyond our local community, to go beyond the roof of Burns UNC, and we have gone beyond that, which we celebrate today, the project that many of you have committed most of your time and money. Last weekend, a bunch of us with Reverend Aaron's leadership got together to evaluate who we are as a church, and we created objectives that challenges us to act upon our commitment as Christians. We said that we are striving to share God's love through our words and actions, by providing satellite services to those at the Lawry's campus, reach out to our youth by providing a professional and creative youth worker to meet our youth needs, to form small groups of ministries, bring young adults in, and recommitting ourselves to the church's stewardship programs. That's a commitment. It's an actions call before us. This is our mission as Burns United Methodist Church members, as disciples of Jesus Christ. When Jesus walked the earth, God worked through the physical body of Jesus. Today, he uses his spiritual body. Each and every one of us is God's instrument here on earth. We are not just to model God's love by loving each other. We are to carry it together to the rest of the world out there. This is an incredible privilege we have been given together. And as members of Christ's body, we are his hands, his feet, his eyes, and his heart. God works through us in the world. We each have a contribution to make, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Let me say once more in these terms. Everyone can be a vessel of God's loving and liberating mission in the world. God needs business persons willing to commit their lives to the integrity and public service before us. God needs professionals ready to serve not only individual human needs, but also to ensure that their professions meet the highest ethical standards. God needs students back there, willing to surrender their lives to the full-time service of church in our community. Whatever the circumstances of life, God has a calling for the mission of God's ministry. The Claff Havel, a poet and a man of practical affairs, a leader in the Velvet Revolution that liberated Czechoslovakia from the Soviet rule, once said that the inward seed of human consciousness that grows into a flower of reform lies nowhere else but in the human heart, in the human power to reflect, in human meekness, and in human responsibility. Without a global revolution in human consciousness, nothing will change for the better. And the catastrophe toward which this world is headed will be unavoidable. Havel helped the Czech people reclaim their hearts by reminding them who they and all of us are. Not victims of external forces, but persons possessed of an inner power that cannot be taken away from us. And though we can and do give it away, but with our open hearts, open minds, and open doors, through the help of the Holy Spirit to dwell in our hearts, we can accomplish our missions that we are called to do. And what does the Lord require of you today? Only you can answer that. Listen to your inner being. Listen with empathy to God's voice in you. Be in fellowship with God through authenticity, through courtesy, through mutuality, through hospitality, through unity, and through sharing. And all this encompasses our fellowship with one another and with God. Amen.